Welcome to Feathercast. I'm Rich Bowen. I'm speaking with Hanalei Tavante. Hanalei will be speaking at ApacheCon Big Data in Vancouver in just a few weeks, and she'll be speaking about Cassandra. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I wonder if you can tell me a little bit about what your talk will be about and who should attend it.
Sure. So my talk is going to be about secondary indexes in Cassandra, which is a feature that many developers use with Cassandra because it makes the search way more easier. What happens is there are several strategies for building a secondary index in Cassandra. And there is this new technology, which we call SASI. It's another way to make a very improved secondary index for Cassandra. So you can notice the difference when you adopt SASI instead of other secondary indexes alternatives. So my talk is going to show how SASI is built. It was mainly built for Apple engineers. I'm going to show some code examples and some features that you can have by adopting SASI as your secondary index strategy.
So I'm presuming that people that want to attend your talk should already know about Cassandra?
Yeah, I mean, it's desirable that you have the basics about Cassandra.
Okay.
But if you don't, this talk is also going to bring a little bit about theory in terms of secondary indexes for NoSQL databases and why they are important. So even if you have never worked with Cassandra, this talk can be interesting in terms of database architecture.
If I want to attend the talk, is there something that I should maybe read ahead of time to prepare myself?
If you have time, then I highly recommend DataStax Academy and the first course about Cassandra, which is a very, you know, a very simple introduction to Cassandra and its architecture. So it's going to help you to understand a little bit about SASI and how it works and why this architecture performs very well in Cassandra.
For those listening, the link to that will be in the blog post that links to this recording, so you can find out more about the topic and come prepared. How long have you been involved in the Cassandra community?
It's been, I guess, around four years. And since 2014, I run local meetups here in São Paulo, and now we have over 600 users in our meetup group.
Wow.
So we are a pretty huge Cassandra user group here in São Paulo City. So I've been actively working with Cassandra for the last 3 years and a half, and I am also an MVP of Cassandra.
ApacheCon will be held in Vancouver in just a few weeks. You can still register at apachecon.com.